Frosnikom. There we go. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. No, it's the same thing. You just always say the same thing. I say blessed feast. You say blessed feast. I say Sprosnikom, which is Russian. You say Sprosnikom. I say Eid Mubarak. You say Eid Mubarak. So Eid Mubarak. Sprosnikom. Blessed feast. All right. So today we're celebrating Palm Sunday, which when you think about the life of Christ, I read this recently, when you think about the life of Christ, he didn't have a whole lot of things that when you look at from a worldly manner would be called wins. He was born in a cave because there is no room in the inn. He lived just kind of a normal carpenter's life. And then, you know, he had a 3-year ministry. His ministry was pretty short. And in that time, there were people constantly seeking to kill him. He was rejected in his own hometown. He obviously was eventually killed. He was rejected by those who followed him most closely when he was arrested. He was beaten and killed upon a cross. It's, you know, when you look at it from a worldly perspective, especially if you don't believe in the resurrection, it wasn't really a great life. But there, obviously, that's not the way that he viewed things. He viewed things very joyfully because he's God. And he also did have certain times like today where we really saw the people reacting to him in the correct way, in the way that they should. When he came and rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people took the palms and laid them down and laid their coats down and shouted, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord." And so it's like that in our life too. In our life, some people just have these blessed lives where everything seems to go well. But even when we look at people who seem to have that, there are struggles that we don't know about. Every single person that you meet is fighting a battle that you don't know. And it's important to remember that so as not to judge others. But when we have those difficulties in life, it's important to recognize that in addition to praying for those, that we need to recognize the joyful times in our life as well. If we look at what St. Paul said today in his epistle to the Philippians, he says, "Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." He didn't say rejoice when things are going well. Don't bother rejoicing when they're going poorly. He said, always rejoice. And that's a life of thankfulness. That's a life of finding joy, even in the difficult things. Even into the road to the cross, Christ recognized the joyfulness of the cross. It's a paradox that we don't understand, that even in taking up our own crosses, there's a joy in that. Not a happiness, but a joy, because that is our salvation. Taking up our cross is part of our salvation. So, brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. Let everyone know how you're able to put up with all the stuff that happens. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's such a great word. It reminds us that there is joy in this world. It's amazing how much we can miss the beauty that's around us. When we moved here a couple of years ago, almost 4 years ago now, from the Antelope Valley, we came here and we thought, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful around here. Look at all these trees and stuff. And occasionally I'll be driving along and catch myself and say, oh yeah, we live in this gorgeous place. And I don't notice it. It's amazing how the blinders go on and I just see the person who's driving slowly in front of me on 9 or whatever. And I don't notice the gorgeous trees and the gorgeous creation that God has put around us. Do we think about just the wonderful lives that our God has given us in terms of friends and family and just all the many, many blessings? And that's what today is. Today is one of those days when we're about to go into a dark week. We're about to go into a time when we focus on our own repentance and we focus on the death of Christ, the passion and death of Christ, that road that he took in which he was betrayed and tortured and hung on a cross. But there's always that little hint of joy even throughout this whole week. There's always this, the Greeks have a word, charalampi, which means joyful sorrow. And that's what we should always experience. Whenever there's sorrow, there's always a twinge of joy to it. The fact that we know that our God has conquered. We know that if God is with us, who can be against us? We know that our Christ, our Savior, who's hanging on the cross, is victorious through that. And what a gift and what a blessing that is, that our God who is crucified is victorious. And that we, with all the people entering, when Christ is entering Jerusalem, can say, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed feast. Glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.